by doing that, you then start to create individuals in the business who are able to see the bigger picture, and then they understand in their decision-making process that actually, how will this affect something else elsewhere in the business? They start to create that idea of having a high-level overview of what goes on in a business. I'm Andy Jones, and welcome to the Hospitality Leadership Podcast, where it is my mission to help simplify leadership in hospitality. Join me as I explore insights and concepts to help you excel in the fast-paced world of hospitality leadership, from the latest industry trends to the best practices for managing teams, driving growth, and making life much easier for you. We break things down into simple, step-by-step strategies that are actionable and help you lead your people and business with purpose. We help hospitality leaders like you balance the demands of their guests, their staff, and their bottom line. Listen in as industry experts and successful leaders uncover their knowledge, experience, and strategies they have used for success and gain insights to lead with excellence in the hospitality industry. Let's get started. Leadership is more than just a role. It's a journey based on your actions. It's a journey where every decision, every interaction shapes the path to success with your teams. And like every journey, it's always easier when you have a guide. I've felt the pressure, the challenge of building relationships and influencing teams, and the intricacies of leading in the hospitality industry. I've been where you are. We know that each person, each moment requires a unique approach, and that's why our coaching services are centered around you. I believe that great leaders are not just born, they're crafted, honed, and with empathy, awareness, and communication skills, they can lead their people better. Whether you're a hospitality business owner, senior executive, or an aspiring leader, I'm here to help you navigate your dynamic leadership journey. We offer one-to-one virtual coaching sessions, group coaching, and even in-person workshops tailored exactly to your needs. Imagine being able to step back from the operational side of your business, build a vision that leads to more freedom, and above all, inspire those around you to share in that vision. Remember, leadership is a journey, so start yours today. Head to thecafehustle.com/coaching call for a 45-minute free strategy session with me, and let's see what we can do together. So we're going to talk about sales today. Now, I want to get out of your mind this image of the used car salesman, the sleazy, stereotypical salesman, because that's not what we do. In hospitality, we do sell. We upsell sometimes if that's part of what you do, but we do have to generate sales. We have to generate that income, whether you are a coffee shop, a hotel, a restaurant, you name it, you have to generate revenue. If you don't, you haven't got a business. We always have to remember that. But there are ways of selling without obviously selling. And that's the skill in hospitality. We need to generate additional revenue, but not in the traditional way of, you know, knocking on doors, which is what some salesmen do. So we're going to get into this episode and explore some of the areas where you can sell without even realizing. So the first area that I want you to really think about, and it's probably, well, this is something you know is important to your business, and that is generating repeat income, repeat visits from people that have been to your business before, enjoy the experience that you have provided to them, and they come back again. But that is precisely what you are doing when you are providing an amazing guest experience. You're selling in that moment. Your people are selling in that moment. So we need to create a culture that fosters this relationship building that creates additional revenue or additional visits from your guests, which is obviously produces additional revenue. But that is a really important way of thinking about it. You are selling every interaction someone has with your business. That's a sales equivalent of a sales call. It's that opportunity to impress, that opportunity to reassure, to deliver on what you're saying you're going to do. So always try, when you're dealing with your employees, with your people, get them to think about that impact the impact that their interaction with that guest has on the business, on the bigger picture of the business, what I was going to try and say then before I tripped over my own tongue. That is, again, it links back to when we talk about values, mission and vision. It's about linking small details, small interactions, small decisions that your people make back to the bigger picture. And in this case, it's generating more income for the business. It's adding to the success of the business. That one interaction is the opportunity to create more funds coming in, a better performing business in the future. So building that relationship with existing customers is really important, and it's a really important part of the sales cycle that you as a hospitality business are buying into. Always remember that. So think about how you can build on that relationship. So certainly in the online marketing world, there's a lot of talk around customer relationship management or CRM systems. What can you do to remember specific details of your customers? Imagine if you go back to somewhere and someone recognizes you as a past customer or has information relating to your preferences, what you prefer, what you don't, what you would like, or you know, preferences that you've given them in the past. It's not like you're starting from scratch again. And then that starts to create momentum, and you can build that relationship much deeper by allowing you to then personalize. And actually, it's another point I want to get into, is developing a process to tailor your sales approach to your experience to individual customers. So by using that information, you will then be able to create a better connection, a personalized interaction with that person. And that in turn will generate even more future sales. So always remember that we want to get into a position now where we are personalizing as much as we can the experience for people, because that's where we start to create really memorable experiences for people. That's what keeps them coming back. And that's what drives word of mouth as well. You have to create that impression on that person in that moment. And again, this is something we really need to reiterate to our people. That's the impact you're having every time you approach a table or have a conversation with a guest. You are impacting that overall guest experience. So this is where the details come in. And for you as a leader, you have to really, really focus and drive people on the details, not from a position where you are constantly telling them what to do. You need to drive it from a position that you are encouraging them to see for themselves. So you have to coach them. And this is, again, where the power of coaching comes in as a leader. You have to coach your people to see what you see, to think about what the guest wants, think about what the guest may want in the future and doesn't actually know it themselves now. That's the power of what you have as a leader and as a coach to your people. So always remember that. Let's try and get our people now into the mindset where they are focusing on individual experiences, individual interactions, and how they can maximize that for the betterment of a guest experience. Do you want to experience a whole new level of efficiency and convenience when it comes to creating your staff rosters? Creating and altering team schedules is now a breeze with Rotocloud. In just seconds, you can generate comprehensive rosters that perfectly align with your business needs. Gone are the days of tedious manual work and spreadsheets and constant revisions. Rotocloud puts the power back in your hands, allowing you to effortlessly manage your team's availability. Head over to thecafehustle.com/Rotocloud to start your free 30-day free trial. So on that subject, if you have got, say you've got a sales team as well, if you are that big an organization, you've got a dedicated sales team, consider providing similar training, the training that you give to your sales, the people in sales roles, to all of your staff. Remember, your frontline staff, whether that's front of house, whether it's your reception desk, everyone who has a direct interaction with the customer, even those that don't have they have an indirect impact with, you know, the customer experience, why not train them or give them basic sales training just to give, you know, the basic key principles of selling in the way that you sell in your business. So whether that is, you know, whether you upsell or cross-sell, whichever you do, or how you incorporate it in the business, but we'll cover that in a second. But again, it's all about reminding each individual team member the role that they play, the important role they play in the future sales of the business, the future interactions, the future potential of the organization. This is the way we have to look at it now. We have to bring all of our people along and to buy into that vision that we have as leaders. We need them to see it and see how every single part interacts. By doing that, you then start to create individuals in the business who are able to see the bigger picture, and then they understand in their decision-making process that actually, how will this affect something else elsewhere in the business? They start to create that idea of having a high-level overview of what goes on in a business. But if you're able to give them the skills, give them the ability that when they do have an interaction with a customer, where there's an opportunity to generate more sales in that moment, they've got the skills to be able to do that. Remember, they are what turn your guests into revenue. We always talk about how can we drive more revenue in our hospitality businesses. Certainly restaurants, they want to know how they can maximize the check average for people, but they don't invest in the people that are actually interacting with their customers. That's how we drive increases in revenue. You need to train your people. Something that I talk about often is developing leadership skills across the board, because that then impacts how your frontline people, your wait staff, say, for example, your servers, they interact with the customer. And if they've got leadership skills, and in that we talk about communication skills and relationship building skills, just as we spoke about before, if they've got those tools and those skills, they're going to be able to encourage a greater revenue or greater spend from the guest. So we always have to think, too many times we think backwards about revenue and it's all about the external marketing. How can we get new customers through the door? But what we don't do is focus on the people and how the impact that your people can have on the performance of the overall business. That's the interface. That's where the revenue is generated, in that interaction between server and guest, or whatever role it is, every role that interacts with the guest directly. That's the point where you're generating the revenue, not through your marketing channels. And of course they do generate revenue, your marketing spend, but this is more about how can we get this person, this customer X, to spend more money with us. We always have to remember that. It's cheaper to do it that way than attract new guests as well. So don't ever forget that. But I want to also turn, we've mentioned upsell and cross-selling a couple of times, and certainly my philosophy when it comes to upselling, and we're just going to use the word upsell, it's not your typical, do you want fries with that burger? And of course, that is a way to upsell, you know, but what I want you to think about differently, and how I want you to think about training your staff, is think about things that don't only, it's not just as simple as saying, oh, do you want fries with your burger? It's about how can we add value to the experience that a customer or a guest is already invested in? What matches well? So example, with the coffee shop, when we were talking about upselling, and not specifically upselling, but when a customer would order a particular drink, what product have you got that would go with that, which would add so much value? So is there a particular cake you have on, or a dessert option that you have on today, that would match really well with the thing that that person is buying? Not just simply trying to add things on to this transaction to increase the value, monetary value. We need to think differently, and we need to think about how we can maximize the experience through upselling. And this again is get them to look into what products or what menu items you have go together, or what experiences you have elsewhere in the business, what goes or matches well with the thing that that guest is interested in right now. That's the way we need to think. Because at that point, it moves away from actual sales. It's actually a more authentic, a more human way of adding value to that person who in turn spends more money. That's what we need to think. That's how we need to think about sales in this business. I think really the point of this episode is to try and to get you to think differently about what sales means in hospitality. It's not cold calling. It's not cold emailing. It's not just purely our marketing efforts to new customers. We need to think differently about experiential sales and how you can interweave both sales and that customer experience to add value to your customer, to really drive what we do as an industry. It isn't just a case of the bog standard transactional, you pay this money, you get this product or this menu item. We need to think massively around experience. Remember, this is an industry that people interact with in their leisure time, in their spare time. This isn't something that is going to succeed based purely on transactional interactions with your customer, that being, again, you give me that money, I give you this product. They need more than that. They need an experience. They need something that is memorable. It's the memorable experiences are the ones that are going to really drive your business forward. It's what we talk about with our clients, is how can we craft memorable experiences as opposed to transactional ones? Certainly when you think of a hotel, for example, how do people choose your hotel or your business over another? At the end of the day, if you're a hotel, it's fundamentally somewhere to stay at night, you know, somewhere to sleep on the absolute fundamental basis. But how many times do people go to a hotel, but actually it's so much more than that? How can you give so much more than that? That's what we need to think about now, is that it is all of our businesses, from a coffee shop, even if you are serving coffee to commuters in the morning who just want to get it really quickly and get out the door, how is that experience for them? Is it working for them? Are you doing it in a way that allows them to have the best experience they're expecting? That's what we've got to think about as an industry. It's all about experience, and the sales element of it has to interweave with that beyond anything else. We don't want to make it too obvious, because then that detracts from the experience. Anyway, I hope this has been helpful for you. Any questions, drop me an email at andy@thecafehustle.com. Again, if you are looking to partner with someone to help you take either yourself or your leadership team or people in your business that you're trying to develop, don't forget we have our little coaching services, which is with me, but we also have our leadership development programs, workshops, trainings that we can do with your team. So reach out to me at andy@thecafehustle.com again, and we can see how a partnership with Cafe Hustle Hospitality and your business can work for you, and how we can help you and your people to grow and reach this stage where we can craft amazing guest experiences. Anyway, I'm really glad that you could join me on this episode again. I appreciate you spending your time with me. I hope you get value from it. Thank you again for joining me on the Hospitality Leadership Podcast.